We're on Daf Chof Hei Yomet Beis. The Gemara had brought down a machloikis. If a person could say Shnei Lugim Shani Osid Lahafresh and could drink the wine now and there'll be mafresh later. So Rameya said he could. Tumor understood because Rameya holds Yesh Breire. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Oisrim, the Gemara understood because they hold Ein Breire, and this is Teilu B'Das Atzmai. Let us see Teisvis, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Oisrim. Mashme, Rabbi Yossi, Leslei Breire. Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold Breire. Bechein Beperik Bakel Ma'ardin. Tabi meiser sheini sheyeshli bebeisi, ye mechulol al sela shetale biyodi minakis. That means one can be mechulol meiser sheini on mois. So he says that the meiser sheini that he has should become mechulol now, and the sela shetale biyodi minakis, the sela which he will take out from the kiss. So he's now mechallel the Meiser Sheni on that seller. Which seller will he take out from the kiss? That will be in his barrel later. The Omar Rabbi Yossi loy chillel. So Rabbi Yossi said the chillel did not help because it was not mevura on which seller he's being mechallel the Meiser Sheni. Vikoshe disnan b'misha ochsoi. Gabi mahi ba'oisan hayomim. The person said, me'achshov, getch bichal ma'achshov, imesi mecheilize. So the Mishnah asks, mahi ba'oisan hayomim. What halacha does the Isha have in the interim between the Nesines Haget and if he dies from that choyli? Rabbi Yossi yoyme megureshes ve'eina megureshes. Tosfos says further that the svar of Rabbi Yossi is that the time of the Rabbi Yossi and the Fein Gimel Abayis don begresh ve'im begresh mishuv de mesavke lom im cholin hagerishin mishas nesine. Oicholin sho'achas koydemise. Eisis me'achshov imesi. So Rabbi Yossi is mesupik. Does he mean that the get should be chal now b'shas nesine, or he means sho'achas koydemise? So mahi ba'oison hayomim. So let's say if she was mizane ba'oison hayomim. So it's a sofik megureshes. But it would seem the whole shaila is what din she has till he dies. But when he dies from that chayli, she's zichem begureshes. Now the get was given on a condition that it's only given if he'll die from this chayli. And we'll see later in the sugya that this is totally in Breire. And Rabbi Yossi holds Lechimayis Havagite. Alme Yesh Breire Kedidayik Besomch. So we see Rabbi Yossi holds Yesh Breire, so we have a problem. So we found two places that Rabbi Yossi holds Ein Breire. Shnei Lugim Shani Osed Lahafrish, Rabbi Yossi holds Ein Breire. Areze mechulol al sela shetale biyodi minakisi holds ein breire. And areze gitech imesi mechile zeh, he holds yesh breire. So Taisi says, Alaman de mechalek ben teile bedas atzmei le teile bedas acherem niche. So if we differentiate, that after teile bedas atzmei we hold ein breire, but teile bedas acherem we hold yesh breire niche, so it's very good. Shnei lugim shani osid lahafrish is tali b'das atzmai. Sele shetale biyodi is tale bedas atzmai, which sele he's going to take from the kiss. If he'll die from the chayli, if he won't die from the chayli, that's tale bedas acherim, it's totally bedati shalakadish boch. Avuleman deloy mechale kasha, we have rove in the sugya, does not differentiate between tale bedas atzmai and tale bedas acherim. V'yesh loyma, so now Tosfos has to say a new chilek. The hosam begitten imesi mecholi ze oimed adovo lehisbarer bevadai. That means bezichig. Now we don't have a biru. B'shas nesinus I get. We don't have a biru. If he will die from this chayli, if he won't die from this chayli, that's true. It's the chalois agerishin is dependent on that which will be nizbara ba'osit. But it will zikha be nizbara o yichya ayomis. Either he's going to get healthy from this machle, or he'll die from the machle, but it will zikha be nizbara. Avol hocha yocheliyes. But the case of Shnei Lugim Shani Osid Lahafrich, Shelo Yovi Lidei Hafra Shelo Ilom, could be, it'll never be Nisbarer, which Lug became Trume, could be, he'll never be Mafrich, so I'll never have a Biru. Or Ilo Yale Sela Min HaKis, or he'll never take out a Sela from a Kis, so I'll never have a Biru. So, what is Taisva saying? Tosfos is saying, he says, if there's only a suffix now, what will be nisbarer ba'osid? Will he die from the chayli? Won't he die from the chayli? And the chalais I'm making now is dependent on this osid. But it will be nisbarer. So then Rabbi Yossi holds, yesh breire. But in these two cases of Rabbi Yossi, it's not muchach bechlal there ever will come out a biru. I'm making shnei lugim shani osid lahafrish shenal bitrume. Who says there ever will be an afrosha? So then we hold them breire. Perhaps we can understand a little the mahalach from Tosfos. Rab Shleime Hyman and Chedusha Rab Shleime Daf Pei Dalet. Just I'd like to say shure of what he says in the Sefer. He says when a person is making a chalais, tzorech sheyehei b'shas a chalais mevura. That means I'm making a chalais now on two lugim. So you have to know on which two lugim I'm making truma. I mean, it has to be mavur. I'm a chala maisa sheini on a seller, so I have to know which seller was nischala. It's happening now. Uleman de islay breire. So if you hold yesh breire, havi keilu mevuror b'shas maise, vavira k'moishen onu yoide. Al Kaponim, Rav Shlomo says a hagdore. The koyach of yesh, that means we need it should be mevur. That's less man. If a chalais has to be chal now, something now has to become truma, so it has to be mevur. What so became truma? What shnei lugim became truma? So if you hold yesh breire, so it's keilu mevur b'shas maise. I don't know, but that doesn't matter. It's mevura, but I'm unaware of the bira, but it's called mevura. So it could be, if that's the hagdora of yesh breire, that yesh breire makes it mevura now, so that could be, when do I say this lomdus of yesh breire mevura now, if it's a kochachoymed lizbara? The zikha will be a biru, so I consider keilu it's now mevuru. But if there's fakes of bechlau, there ever will be a biru, so then you can't say that it's mevuru now. How can you say it's mevuru now? Who says there ever be a biru? So a koponim to say it's mevuru now, that you can't say. Could be, that is pshat in Tosfos. The Tais was weiter. Time. Oh, no, no. Bahash the name of the Shapa the Shmuel and the Shmuel. And the previous Tais was the Stir and Shmuel. Shmuel said, Imeisi Yehei Get, so Shmuel holds Yesh Breire. And Shmuel, by Shutfim, when Shutfim bought a Chavish Yayin, and the Mechalik the next day, we have a Shaila that each Shutfim get his Chalik, so it has the Tchumim of the Shutfim, or maybe the Shutfim got the other Shutfim's Chalik, so it has different Tchumim. So there Shmuel holds, he say, Ein Breire. So, Tosis before they asked the Sestir and Shmuel, so before Tosis said a different Teretz, he holds Yesh Breire when you speak out, when you don't speak out, so then he holds Ein Breire. So Tosis says, now I can say another Teretz. By Shutvis, Bechlal, who says there ever will be a Birl HaChalokim? Who says they're going to divide the Shutvim? So Memele, so there Shmuel holds Ein Breire. Taina. Now Tais says a new question. Lamai the Salke Daitoch Rabbi Yehuda less Leibreir. Agamore says now that Rabbi Yehuda holds, does not hold Breire by Shnei Lugim because it's Toile Vedas Atzman. In Cain, so let's make a Cheshben a Nefesh. Sovar ke Rabbi Yechanin. So he holds like Rabbi Yechanin. Yodem Breire. The Oma Ha'achim Shecholko Lekuchesayim. That if he holds Ein Breire, so he holds Achim Shecholko Lekuchesayim, Machzirin Zela Zebiyoy. That's how it will come out. Im Kain, Le'mashkachas, the Maisi Bikurim, Elechad Barchad Ad Yeshua Binun, the Einlam Kinyan Peres, Rabbi Yehuda, Islay Bachoivo, Lav, Kikinyan Hadkuf Tami, Kabidin, Yoim, Oyoimai. Now let us elaborate, let us explain what Taismith is asking. We'll have later, in Seif Perik HaSheleach, a shakl of Italian, the Gemara. If a person purchases a soda, Bizman Shahayevo Noyik, a stay mikne, Ruben purchases Shimon Sode. And the aloha is, the Sode can only be by Ruben till Yevo. When it comes Yevo, he returns the Sode to the Moichet to Shimon. So, the Gemara says that Ruben has a Kinyan Zmani in the Sode. Not his forever, he has to return it. So what does he have? So really the karka belongs to Shimon, it's Shimon's karka. Now I possess the use of your karka for 50 years, till Yoivu. I'm a bailim on the shimushim of the karka. The peiris that will grow out of the karka belong to the lekeach. So the lekeach has a kinyan peiris, that means the karka le peiris belongs to the Lekeiach. He has a right to grow peiros. The karka peiros belongs to the Lekeiach. But that's only a kinyan's money. It's only a temporary kinyan. But the etzem karka belongs to the meicha. So the Gemara says, will the Lekeiach bring bikurim? By bikurim it says, adoma shel nosata li, you have to be a bailim on the karka in order to bring peiros. In order to bring Bikurim, you have to be a Bailam on the Kalka. So the Gemara has a Shaila, do you say Kinyan Peres ke Kinyan Haguf, or Kinyan Peres Lav ke Kinyan Haguf? So, L'chayre, not holding in the Sugya, the Shaila is as follows. If I have the Schus Shimush of the Kalka now, that means I have a right, I can grow everything, whatever I want, I have the whole usage of the Kalka, belongs to the Lekeiach. The Moicha has now nothing, theoretically. But it's the Moicha's. It's the Moicha's. No, the Lekeiach bought off from the Moicha the usage of the Kalka, the Kinyan Peres, for Tul Yevul. So, do I say that the true Bailim is the Bala Peiris, because what does the Meicher possess now? That means it is, theoretically, but since in Shimush, in Schusim, the Schusei Akarke belong to the Lekayach. So I say, so he's considered he's the Bailim of the Karke. He's now the Bailim of the Karke. And we consider the Meicher as a right to get back the Karke, but the Bailim is the Bala Peiris. Other, I say no. Kinyan Peiris, Lavki Kinyan Aguf. You're the Bailam of the Karka. I have a right to use your Karka. But you're called the Bailam. Kinyan Peiris, Lavki Kinyan Aguf. So the Gemara says, in this Shaila, it will be dependent if the Lekeach will bring Bikurim. If you hold Kinyan Peiris, Kinyan Aguf, or bring Bikurim. If you hold Kinyan Peiris, Lavki Kinyan Aguf, you won't bring Bikurim. Fine. So now Taisa says, let us make a cheshbet. Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara wants to say now, holds ein breire. Now, if Rabbi Yehuda holds ein breire, so, achim shecholku, two brothers that divided a Yerushas Aviyim, so we say ein breire, so we look at them like lekuches, that each one purchased his brother's chaylik, and he has to return it in Yoyrish. So every Yoyrish is a lekeach. Every Yoyrish is a lekeach. So the mitzvah of Bikurim becomes botel and mevutel. If you hold kinyan peiris, lavke kinyan aguf domi, so every Yoyrish only has a kinyan peiris bechelkoi shelochiv. So memele. So that's why there won't be a chiyuv bikurim. Unless you'll have from Yemoish Yeshua ben Nun, a father will have a single son, and he'll have a single son, he'll have a single son. They have a lot of daughters, which are not Yerushim, but only have one son. So then it comes out that the Taka Yerushim. So then there's a chiyuv bikurim. So in fact, that's very not mistaken, that bikurim will only be in such a case. If Rabbi Yehuda holds ein breire, so he has to hold achim shecholku is lekuches hain, and some amele, so they're lekuches. And Rabbi Yehuda also holds kinyan peiris lavke kinyan aguf by yoyim or yoyimayim. That means like this: the Gemara says, what happens if Isha possesses an Eved of Nichsei Maluk. It's her Eved, but the Peiris of the Eved, the Shimish of the Eved, belongs to the husband. So the Eved is hers theoretically. She'll get it back when he gives her a gift, or if he dies. But Lemaise, the usage of the Eved belongs to her husband. So her husband has a Kinyan Peiris, she has a Kinyan Eved. So now, who's considered the Bailim of the Yevet? The Isha or the husband? My nafkamina, the din is if one, kills his Eved, one hits his Eved and he dies, yayma yamayim, so memela, so then the Odoin is not chayiv misa. That's a special din by an Eved, that if he hit his Eved and he died, in a short period of time, so he's not chayiv misa. So Rabbi Yehuda says, kinyan peiris lavke kinyan aguf, he's not considered the eved of the husband. So mamela, if the husband hit him and he died, oh, his husband will be chayiv misa. So we have now, according in Rabbi Yehuda, we have a shreklich combination. We hold ein breire, we hold kinyan peiris lavke kinyan aguf. So lekuch has never been bikurim. So how could the mitzvah of bikurim ever be niskayim? Practically, it'd only be by chad b'chad mimay Yeshua benu. That's Taisvitz kash. So let us see again in the Vatican Taisvitz. Taima lemaydus al kadai til debu the less lebreire. Im kein tzovik kav yechanin dam achim shecholke lekuch esein. Amar zirin zel zebi yevul. אם כן למשכח את המייסי בקון על חד בחד עד ישוע בנון, נהיה למלכין עם פרס, ושעוד אין ברירה. ורבי יהודי ישראל ואחרי, ולעד ככנין הגוף תמי גבי דין יום או ימיים. ולרבי יויסי נמי קש, דהוך הסובר דאין ברירה, ובאחרי ומסך כלי כנין פרס ככנין הגוף תמי אילה, שזה צד מבי כנין פרס לעד ככנין הגוף, גבי דין יום או ימיים. So ממילא, we have a terrible problem. וכי היגב נדבי כשעס בסייף השלך, זה גמור אסקס, such a kasha. So that means if you're kidding best how can your gubble come out, you can never have a mitzvah of Havos Bikura. Vitiritz Rabbeinu Yitzchok, the midin yoim o yoimayim en lumeit baalme, the shani hosa dechsivi kroi kaspoi vitachto lohochi loimaisi lo ba'asheleach ki maisi ahi distei achuza. So the first teres of the Ri is as follows. That means we have here a shaila kinyan peiris ki kinyan aguf. Am I considered ki ilu I'm the bailam? That means theoretically I only have the schus achilas peiris. But since I have the complete usage of the Eved, of the Karke, so it's considered Ke'ilu I'm the Bailam. And the Torah said, O Adoma shall Nesach, this is called my Adoma. That means, even though I only have a Ke'ilu, but since I have the usage, it's called my Adoma. So Taisa says, by Bikurim could be everyone holds Kinyan Peres Kinyan Aguf. There the Torah wasn't so explicit. Here it says, by Ebed, Kaspoi HaMiyuchedloi, Kaspoi HaMiyuchedloi means it, not in, a Ke'ilu will not be enough. Kinye Peiris, Ki Kinye Nagu, by Bikurim, Achof Adimin is also good. If it's Ki Kinye, you can say, Adom HaShel Nosatoli. It's coming from your Karke. Masha'en Kein, if it says, Abafeirish HaPosik, Kaspoi, Kaspoi Miuchedloi, or Tachtov, there, the lumdus of Kinyan Peiris is not sufficient according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Well, Lahochi and Taisa says, and that's why we'll be Miyush of another thing. We have a whole sugye in Sefer Kasheleach, if Kinyan Peiris ki Kinyan Aguf, this mandyama, and the Gemara ignores the machloikis and achayvul, Rabbi Hudot's kinyan peres, lafki kinyan aguf, and Rabbi Yossi is mesupik. Why does the Gemara and Hashaleich not bring down these mandyamim? So Taisa says, zakocha, tzaraya to me. Because there we're speaking about kaspe, miyuchad loi, so their kinyan peres isn't sufficient. But when it comes to bikurim, a kicking in a goof would also be sufficient. So that's why the Gemara and Seva Shelech that's talking about Bikurim does not mention the Machloikis of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi, because they're talking by another din that needs a much stronger Kinyan HaGuf, and their kicking in a goof will not be sufficient. That's one teretz. V'oidayma Rabbeinu Yitzchok. And this is Gora Mechudish to Keteret. The davke Rabbi Yochanan Islay the machzirim zelo zebiyehu, avol shar ameiroi sovri, afol gav de lekuches hain, ein machzirim. Zigzeres hakosavu, de ein machzirim, de linyin ze einom lekuches. That means, Taisus means to say as follows. This seems like there's a drosha, I think, or a mashmois, that the whole din of Chazore B'Yoivol is Davke Kisimkeru Memka, you'll sell it. The Pasuk tells us a tzio of Chazore B'Yoivol by Mekech and Memka. And the Pasuk avoids Yerusha. So all other Ameroim besides Rabbi Yochanan hold that since the Torah does not speak about Yerusha, even though halachically Yerusha is also in longdus a Mekech and Memka, but it's a Mekech and Memka through Chalukas Yerusha,
So all other Meiroim hold that Yerusha, even though in longest it's Mekach and Memke, by Yerusha there's no Din Chazor B'Yoibu. Rav Yochanan was the one that said, no, he was the stickler. No, if in Lomdus it's Mekach and Memke, so he has all Hilchus Mekach and Memke. So Memelus, what is the Ri saying? So the Ri saying that the Kasha doesn't begin. They all hold Pake Ein Breire. They all hold halachically will be Achim Shechoku L'Kuchesem. But they will not hold Rav Yochanan's Chiddush Chayzum Zerzeh B'Yeibu. It's not Chayzum. It's a lekuch. This is a lekuches that comes about through a chalukas a Yerusha that remains. The pasuk spoke about a specific type of mekach and memke. It's Reuven's and Shimon bought it from him. That lekuch, that oifen of mekach and memke, that's chayza b'yovel. But the lekuches of Yerushim, that is a din Yerusha remains how the chalukah was. So Memeil said the kasha doesn't begin. So Memeil. All Yorshim, even though in Lomdus they're Lekuches, but there's not in Chazor HaBeyoibu, so there's no Kinyan Peres, it's a Kinyan Aguf. I have it L'Chalutim. Each else has L'Chalutim. The Davke, Rabbi Yochanan, Islay the Marzirin Zel is a Beyoibu, Abel Shalme Roy Sovri Avogam, the Lekuches same, Ein Marzirin, the Gzeres HaKosvut, Ein Marzirin. The Linyan Zeh, Einoi Lekuches, Einam Lekuches. The Rabbi Yochanan, the Sovar Machzirin, Rabbi Yochanan that holds Machzirin, no, according to Rabbi Yochanan, so what did Rabbi Yochanan do with Rabbi Yehuda? You follow his time with Rabbi Yehuda, Mishim Bekiyas Anoit Kedemasik Bemerubim. The Rabbi Yochanan, Islay, the Rabbi Yehuda Breirem. He says, well, later in Asugia we'll see the Sashaila if Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Breire or he holds Yesh Breire. He does not permit to be mafresh, shneis lugim shani osu lahafresh, because it might shema yiboka hanoi. So Rabbi Yochanan holds that Rabbi Yehuda holds Yesh Breire, and the reason he answers to make a hafroshe Shema Yiboka Hanoit. The last few words and places are a little complicated, so let's not go into it, and let's learn the Sugya Vayta. Zok the Gemara Vayta. So the Gemara, when the middle of a Sugya, and the Gemara wanted to disprove Rove. Rove had said, if you hold Ein Breire, you hold it all over. Teile b'das atzmai, teile b'das acherim. If you hold Yesh Breire, you also hold it all over. So the Gemara said, so the Gemara brought one raya from Rabbi Yehuda. We're in half of a raya. Rabbi Yehuda holds by teile b'das atzmai, he holds Ein Breire. And that's why Rabbi Yehuda asks. Now let's start from the second line. In Teile Bedas Acherim, Isle Breire. By Teile Bedas Acherim, Isle Breire. Disnan, Mahi Ba'oison Hayomim. What halacha does she have if the husband said, Me'akshav Imesi? What halacha does she have? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Harehi Ke'eshes Ish L'chol Dvoreho. She's like a nation's ish, but l'chimayis ha-begita. Now, let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Mayhi ba'isan hayomin. Now, just to appreciate what Rashi is saying, let us just look in that ayin base for 1 minute, and that ayin gimel for 1 minute, to understand what Rashi is saying. Daf Ayin Beis. Daf Ayin Beis and Medalev. In the middle of the Mishnah, it says, it's by the small gimel, Ayin Beis and Medalev, the small gimel in the Mishnah. Mahayim imesi. The get should be chal mahayim. Imesi mechayli zeh, mistameh.
מעכשיו עם מייסי, הרי זה גט. That's לחיירה. So לחיירה, מיימי מייסי, מעכשיו עם מייסי, הרי זה גט. And we'll see that this is totally in Breire. That means just to understand the Ivre, this person does not know if he wants to give a gift or not. Depends. If he'll die from this chayli, he wants to give a gift. If he won't die from this chayli, he does not want to give a gift. Now, let me ask you, do you want to give a gift? Well, we'll find out if I want to give a gift. It depends what's going to happen. If he'll die from the chayli or if he'll get healthy. So now, this Mishnah, if it says, Miyemi Meisi, Me'akshavi Meisi, Harei Zegit, this Mishnah holds Yesh Breire. Fine. Now, let's go to Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, the Mishnah on the bottom. Mahi Bo'oison Hayomim, what aloche does she have in the interim? That means, he's sick, he didn't die yet from that chayle. What halacha does she have? Rabbi Yehuda ima ke'eshes ish l'chol d'borel. She has a din of an eshes ish. Rashi says over here, abole, but just let's see this Rashi, which is very important. Abole b'meizid b'chenek u'b'shoigik b'chatos. Va'af al gav d'meiz me'oisi chayli. That means, even though he died from this chayli, the top Rashi, that means even though he died from this chayli, but if someone was mezana with her before he died, so he's chayiv misa. She's an eishes ish. Lefish legilsha ela somoch lemisa, begvari mukila ba'imala, במסירס הגט הרי זה גיטך ותסגר שבוי מאי שאני באוילו, עם מייסי. יקרב יהודה סובה סומך למיסהו דהבי גט ומקמי אוכי אישס אישו. So now, so Rashi says that this Bove is speaking about, that means like this, we have the Mishnah is speaking about עם מייסי. עם מייסי is totally in Breire. There's no, will he die, won't he die? And does he want to get, doesn't he want to get? That's totally in Breire. And then the Gemara is speaking about in the middle of another case of if he said, the get should be chal right before I die, me'esh ani ba'olam. So Rabbi Yehuda says, somoch lemisa hu da'avi get, Mikami Hochi Eishasish. So this is really talking about, but he said it's also in Meisi. Rashi says, Ba'oimelo v'mesiris haget arei ze gitach v'izgarshi boi me'eish sh'ani ba'oilom. That means, as soon as before I'll die, the get should be chal, in Meisi. Yilkach, Amidah Sova Samach Misa v'huda v'get, and before that she's an Eishasish. Now, let us see, Arashi. So now that's my appreciate of Khanam the Ibre and Arashi. Mahi Boisanayomin. Mahi Boisanayomin. That is the Mishnah on that Ayin Gimel. Lekamon b'misha ochsoi. Zegitoch me'achshav. Now Arashi can go on that Ayin Beis. Lekamon b'misha ochsoi Ayin Gimel. Now on that Ayin Beis it says Zegitoch me'achshav. Imeisi mechoi lizeh. That's the Mishnah Dafayin Beis. And that's totally in Breire. Now, the Mahi Kol Yemei HaChayli, that's the Mishnah Dafayin Gimel. Keishisish im koyin hu echeles betrume vim zinso bechenek. That is, she's a kaneishisish. Ulechi mayis avagita, but if he does die from this chayli, so it's a get lemafreya. Diktani reishe, hareiz a get. Va'ayri rab Yehuda, b'mehi bois na yomim.
Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about a chelik of the case of the Reisha. It was Boisun Ayomim, and he said, Meisa Asher Niboilo. The Reisha says, if a person gives a get a nish, and he says, you should be Megurish, and Mamas Michaeli says, she's Megurish. That's all the Embreire. Rabbi Yehuda is not chelik. Rabbi Yehuda is just speaking about and he's speaking about a similar case. But Boisun Ayomim, what would the din be? If he said, Meisa Shniboilo. Alme Leipolik Bereisha. So he's not chelik on the reish. V'le'amrin in get lachamisu. It's not considered a get lachamisu. Even the oma me'achshel. He said, me'achshel imesi. So it's the get should be called me'achshel imesi. Now Rashi's going to start explaining the sugya. Afal God. Now, we're talking about if a person gives an isha a get, if I'm going to die from this chayli, I want the get to be chal. The reish is speaking about it's chal miyachshel. Va'af agav d'chshenosan haget hu mesav kelei. When he's giving the get, he doesn't know. Im yichye im yomus. Will he live or will he die? Will he get healthy or won't he get healthy? Will he die from this chayli? Now, if he's going to die from the chayli, he wants to be megarisho. If he won't die from the chayli, he does not want to be megarisho. Afal pikein, v'avish nosan getu mesafkele, so I don't know if I want to give a get or not. V'tola hatnai, b'das mi shemesoy v'chayov tluyim biyode. And he said, do I want to get? Don't I want to get? The Rabbanim Shalom is going to decide this. Uch shemeis, if he does die from this chayli, amrinin huvra hadovo the mishas nesina oya roi lomus mechayliza. Again, Rashi l'shitos, if you hold yesh breire, so I say that bishas tachalois was a very roi lomus. Later is a biru what was roi before. I don't say it changed later. So he's roi lomos mechaylize. V'havol a get mahi shaita. And it's a get from when he gave it to Shamanaske Mosro. So Rashi had a problem. L'chayre, looking at this case, it's l'chayre atnai like all other tanoim. I'm giving a get. If he dies from this chayli, it should be a get. He won't have this chayli, won't be a get. So what is the difference in tanoim? And here we say, if you hold it's a get, it's a I hold yesh breire. It's a parsha of tnoim, which has nothing to do with breire. So Rashi says as follows. Ve'ein ze kishal tnoim, sha'odo masne beget, every tonight, she biyodoi lekaimo, it's biyodoi to be mekayim, Vidaitai lekaimo, and he has an intent to be mekayim it, kshemas nalayim, when he made the tanai. Ulakshaniskayim atanai abiget lamafreya. Dohosam laf taimim mishim breiru. That doesn't have to do with breiru. Avul hoche, the ain biyodoi, it's not biyodoi to make that he'll die from the chayli. Ubishas atanai husofik. And when he's making the tnai, he doesn't know what's going to happen. But tnai miskayim me'elov, ilav mishum breire lehavi get michayim. Rashi says a lot of words here. I'd like to just say the lotion of Rab Reuven in his Shiurim and Ksubis, Shir Beis, Ois Beis. Rab Reuven says as follows. There's three types of tnoyim. Sheyesh betnai ha'oise chalois kiyum lemafreya. There's a tnai which will create a kiyum lemafreya. Let's explain what that means. It means as follows. If a person gives a get to a woman, im loy bosi
Mikan Vayud Beis Chaydish, it should be a get. I'm giving you a get. It will be a get if I don't come for 12 months. If I don't visit you in 12 months, it's a get. So pshat over there is that the not coming of 12 months will make that the get should be a get. If I decide to come, I'll be mevatel the get. If I want the get to be a get, not coming of 12 months, that's a kiyumatnai, imloi bosi yeheget. So, sheyesh betnai ha'oise chalois kiyum lemafreya. There's another type of a tnai that makes a bitul lemafreya. That means I'm giving you a get if you won't drink wine for 12 months. So, their pshat is, if you'll drink, you'll be mevatel the get. That means it's a get, but if you'll drink it for 12 months, you'll be mevatel the get. That makes a bitul hamaisel lemafreya. V'zeh ein shayach ledin breire. This has nothing to do with breire. Kivin sha hamaise de mikore loihos or loihoisa b'sofik. That means I'm making a get. I'm attaching to the get conditions that either the kiyum of this condition will be geimer the kiyum of the get, or a bittel will bring about a bittel of the get. I'm attaching to the get. If you'll drink wine, it'll be mevatel the get. I'm making a ma'isegerishin, and the conditions attached are controlling the kiyum and the bittul of the ma'ise I made the Torah's vaday. El achekachu denasach alois kiyum oy bittul ha'ma'ise lemafreya. Avo b'toyle b'das acherem, but if I'm toyle b'das acherem, she'en zeloi b'yodo v'loi b'yodo, mitchilo hoisa ha'ma'ise Besofik, v'achakachai deidina debreire mizbarer hasofik. That means that is what Rashi is saying over here. Rashi is saying, when a person gives a get, the get should be chal if he dies from the schayli. And if he doesn't die from the schayli, the get should not be chal. So if you'll ask him a point blank question, do you want to give a get, yes or no? He will answer, I don't know. It's up to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. If I'm going to die from this Choli, I want to give her a get. If I won't die from this Choli, I don't want to give her a get. So the Rotzen on the Geirishin, the Rotzen which is needed to make the Geirishin, you need the Rotzen now, because the Geirishin is called now. This Rotzen will be Nizbara through Asidis. What's going to happen in 5 months, that will be mevara. Do I have rotzen? No, don't I have rotzen? So that's totally in breire. This is not tnai. Tnai is this rotzen, and the conditions are controlling, and this rotzen, and this a maise gerishin, and the conditions attached to the maise gerishin control either the kiyum or the bittel of the Maisa Gerishin he's making.